Can an $11 million court judgment silence online critics? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Art Hughes, filling in for John Gordon. USA Today reported this week on a massive $11.3 million jury decision against a woman who posted critical comments about someone else on an internet site. Carrie Bach called the operator of a referral service for troubled teens a con artist, crook, and fraud. The comments stemmed from an ongoing dispute and were posted on a site used by other parents. A Florida jury awarded the damages to Sue Sheff, the target of the criticism. David Hudson teaches at the Nashville School of Law and is a research attorney for the First Amendment Center. He says lower court rulings rarely set constitutional precedents, but the jury is making a statement about the harm thoughtless comments on the internet can cause.
That's sort of what jumped out at me, was the sheer amount. I think that's why it's getting so much attention. The amount is sort of eye-popping.
If it's eye-popping to you to see the $11 million award, it must be something that attracts attention for people who have no scruples about going online and saying things about other people.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. The sheer amount is eye-popping, and I think that it's kind of going to depend on what happens on appeal, but I certainly would agree with you that I've seen similar comments and appellations and aspersions many times on the internet. So if it is upheld, then it could have much more of a lasting effect. And I see this a lot in the issue regarding students and things that they post on MySpace, is that oftentimes that we just don't stop and think when we post something online, that we just don't have the same level of caution sometimes as when we would if we were printing something in an older medium.
The defendant in this case did not show up for the trial, so the plaintiff won by default. The jury did not make a decision weighing the complex arguments of defamation. Eric Goldman teaches cyberspace law and directs the High Technology Law Center at Santa Clara University. He says the dispute is a reminder of the difficult balance still being worked out between suppressing speech that might be damaging while still encouraging healthy civic dialogue.
And I'm not sure this particular story changes the way we think about it, but it's a good reiteration of the consequences of actually speaking up online. And people tend to overlook those. And in some ways, we benefit by having people overlook them. If everyone is always worried, oh, that's a $1 million word that I just typed, it's going to inhibit their willingness to share their perspectives. We want them to speak up, but we also want to encourage them to speak up on things that aren't harmful. So we want people to tell the truth. We don't want them to tell lies. And if this award sends the right signals to encourage the production of truthful information, discourage the production of false information, that's a good thing. But I'm concerned that it won't, that even if people were to internalize the message that their words are risky, they'll internalize the wrong message. It will inhibit the production of the things we really want people to share.
Eric Goldman of Santa Clara University. Defendant in the case told USA Today she doesn't have money to appeal the decision. She says she wasn't even aware of the trial because she left her Louisiana home after it was flooded during Hurricane Katrina. This is Future Tense. I'm Art Hughes.